Shawnee.
Well, you might turn that Shawnee loose. Seemed to me it's Seminole, but maybe it's the Shawnee that you do go over, 99.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's about the most direct route, I think.
Right after Cushing, then.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'll figure out the mileage. It might be that I spend all day on, all night on the road on all Monday morning coming back.
I doubt it. As well as I remember, that road is pretty high there. Out of,
good.
It goes up through Payton, I believe. Right up in some high, hilly country.
Mm-hmm. If you had virgin land and you wanted to put it into crops, what did you do?
Well, you just call it breaking it out, I guess. That's what we always call it.
Well, did you leave the trees and other stuff?
Oh, you
there?
Did in the trees. Cut ring around them, you know, and dead them. And some people dig them up by the roots.
Mm-hmm. How about the undergrowth?
Well, you just cut that down.
What was the undergrowth? What sort of thing?
Well, they're just bushes.
Oh, then what did you do?
Well, you pile that brush and burn it.
Mm-hmm. And after you got all that stuff off, what did you do then?
Well, you turn in and break it then.
With what?
Plow, walking plow, and a team of mules or horses, whatever you had.
And what did you call the valley that the plow cut?
Well, that is the fur.
Uh-huh. And then after you plowed it, did you do anything to it?
You disc it and harrow it.
Uh-huh. Is there a difference between disking and harrowing?
Yeah, disc. It's circular blades, you know, and a harrow is just a flat tool with teeth in it that just rakes it along.
Mm-hmm. And after you got the trees down and the brush burned up, you say you done what to the land?
Cultivated.
Well, what had you done then?
Well, you cleared it. It's all that. Cleared.
Then you planted, and after harvest, you'd say you brought in what?
Brought your crop in, I guess.
Uh-huh. In your hay meadows, how many times can you harvest?
Well, some people cut them, this prairie hay like we have it. Some cut it twice. It's most time just one cut.
Mm-hmm. When they cut it twice, do they call that one after the first one anything special?
They call it second cutting. Mm-hmm.
What is good yield for wheat around here?
I think about 20 to 25 bushel. This is not a wheat country here.
Mm-hmm. Mostly cattle, isn't it?
Well, yeah, they used to raise good oats here.
Mm.
But they quit that now. Land's all, it's kind of rolling, you know, and it's all washed away. The soil's washed away.
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't make anything unless you use some kind of fertilizer.
Mm-hmm. Now, oats, so what did they do with them when they...
Well, they fed them to the stock.
How did they harvest them?
Well, when I was a kid, they cut them with the cradle, but mm-hmm. finally got binders. Mm-hmm. Now, of course, they got these combines now.
Mm-hmm. Now, you cut them with the cradle, and then what did you do?
Well, they just put in little piles.
Mm-hmm.
As you cradle them, you know, and then you tie that and put them in shocks and then